Blog Talk Radio.
Will call in at
your only son, no sin to hide.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Hi, you reached the world-famous Lavita McCoo. Sorry, I'm not able to take your call right now, but if you would, please leave your name, your number, and a brief message. And always, repair the world, for it's our mission. Bye, Shashan, baby. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Sorry, there is no room to record messages.
Hello, Sister Lavita. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I can hardly hear you, though. Are we having so much technical difficulties?
Oh.
Can you...
Well, it must be a word that someone really needs to hear.
I'm telling you, I tell you something. The devil is not going to get in our way tonight. So we have approximately 50 minutes. We are going to do, the enemy is not going to triumph tonight. And I want to welcome the people in the chat room. Thank them for coming. And we are just going to go into today's segment. And I'm sure going to have you back another time. Because okay. We can't let the enemy succeed tonight. So my sister, I welcome you. And I thank you for being persistent.
Thank you.
Would you please take a few minutes and introduce yourself to the listeners? In the meantime, I'm going to try to see if I can learn how to extend our time. So just go ahead and do that.
Well, my name is Lavita McCoo. I have a nickname that a lot of people call me by, and that's World Famous, which was prophetically spoken over my life. And we all know, like Abraham, that the Lord will make your name famous and distinguished. And so someone really, a powerful woman of God, really spoke into my life that name, and I just see it coming to pass every day, that every second, really, that I exist here and thrive here on this earth. I am a mother of four sons. I am recently went full time from banking, which is I was a program officer, which means that I was in charge of a region as far as sales and marketing and loans and everything for a bank here in Memphis, Tennessee, where I'm from.
Okay.
I've gone. Yeah.
All right. I want to stop because I just really want us to go into your story with whatever time. I want to acknowledge guest 7311 in the chat room and also Sharon Rooks Agency in the chat
room.
We thank you for joining us. I was so impressed. I must let the listeners know that I have not known you for a long time. As a matter of fact, we spoke earlier on this week for the first time. But when I heard about you and the amazing things that you are embarking on, I said to the person who was introducing me to you prior to us speaking, I got to speak to her. And you are doing so much, and life has not been no golden staircase for you.
No, ma'am.
things has happened in your life recently that you could have crawled in the bed, closed the blinds, and cover under a blanket for a long time, but you didn't do that. Instead, you stood tall. Let us talk about some of the obstacles that has helped to catapult your life to where you are now.
Well, the change that you speak of, I was a pastor's wife, actually apostle's wife, for 10 years. My life has been one, I don't believe it's a sad story. I believe it's an overcoming story. I was born in a house with a policeman as a father, actually a police sergeant, as a father and a teacher, a high school science and math teacher for a mother, which I am totally not good at science at all. And she's a mathematician, so there's pressure enough. But they were loving, I'm saying, they were loving parents. They were supportive parents.
Mm-hmm.
But I literally went through a time between the ages of 5 to 10 years old where I was sexually molested by relatives,
mm-hmm.
and mostly females. So I grew up with a total sense, and I was the middle child. I'm the middle of the second child of three children.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally grew up with a hatred for women. I did
mm-hmm.
not want to be, I like men. You know, I knew it was a difference between how I felt about men, but literally I did not like women, and that just the sisterhood and the, everything that represented a woman was just horrific to me. I mean, the devil implanted in me a great disdain for women. So I went through high school very, I was always creative. My mother would say I have a I shall not be moved spirit. And she and so I went through high school with this identity issue. Not that, again, not that I was wanting to be a lesbian or gay or anything. I just did not get along with other women. I always had strong ties with men. And so even in that, just finding satisfaction, because I was empty in different sexual relationships and just all kind of identity issues became, by the time I was 18 and graduating from high school, I really didn't have a purpose. All of my friends were All-American basketball stars and
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
honor roll and dean's list. And understand
mm-hmm.
that I'm going back that far because I'm 32 years old. And
mm-hmm.
so in saying that, yes, ma'am.
I want to stop you because there's so much richness in what we spoke about the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the sensitivity of the time that we have here now, I just want to grasp as much as I possibly can.
I sure will. Let me fast forward to that then.
Wait a while.
Uh-huh.
Because in doing so, I am incorporating some questions from the chat room
mm-hmm.
as well as
mm-hmm.
our dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the people in the chat room wants to find out what motivates and drives you as a person.
Wow. Really, what motivation drove me through the sexual molestation, the identity issues, my recent divorce, and being in ministry is, God, you gave me an inheritance, and you're responsible for me. Through being poor, through being talked about, from being everything, it's like God, Elohim, is within me, and you created me for a purpose, and
mm-hmm.
that purpose has to live for another generation. And that might seem so long and so drawn out, but trust me, when you're depressed and the only thing that you can think about is, why did this happen to me? Why, after 10 years, did my marriage break up? Why,
mm-hmm.
after I thought I supported this person, I thought it was good, I thought our sons were being brought up in a way that pleases the Lord, I thought I behaved in a way that pleased the Lord, I thought all this favor and blessing
mm-hmm.
and everything was of you, God, and we
mm-hmm.
pray. I pray every day, so we didn't talk about this, Lord. So it's that I have an inheritance, that he can steal his creative power for change is flowing in me, and that's
so
really
let me ask you. Let me ask you the question then. So you would say, just to summarize that, you're
mm-hmm.
driven and motivated through your commitment to your faith and spirituality? Is that a fact?
That is a fact.
Yeah, because listening to what you say, if it wasn't about all of those things, we would not be listening to you right now. Because people are always going to do us wrong.
That's
and
true.
The people who tend to always do us wrong are the ones who are so closely connected to us.
That's true.
Oftentimes,
that's
true. They are in our inner circle.
That's right.
So the one person that's not going to stab us in the back and do us all the things you just mentioned is our daddy and our creator.
That's right.
So when you found out that as the wife of an apostle, that things had really gone sour and going to the rock bottom, how did you find that out?
How did I find it out? I think definitely when he walked out the door. And so even in that time when it was, when he walked out the door, literally, and not to expose too much, it is, I felt a weight lift off of me. I felt that I just felt the weight lift off of me. I cannot describe it. I felt just a peace.
But
and that's
La Vida, I mean, as women, we always see the warning signs coming, but we always, as women, want to make it better. I know when my ex-husband was cheating with me, on me. I tried everything to make the marriage work. I mean,
of course,
he left Jamaica to come to America, and he was still cheating. And I came here trying to let the marriage work. So we always see the warning signs, but we chose not to see them. Were you
to ignore them? I started having dreams. Daphne, I started having dreams. I started getting ill. I began to gain an enormous amount of weight and wasn't eating. I saw the signs as far as no communication. I began to feel and hear of the appearance of other women as far as just as companions or as ministerial projects. Let me see. I was literally told that his ministry was for single women with children, and we had four sons of our own who needed plenty of ministry. I mean, all of those signs were being exposed, and then going through a year of counseling and everyone really saying the same thing and not riding in the same car. And I mean, all of those little steps and just the conversations, the intimacy was totally gone.
Yeah, but let me ask you something. As we speak about this now, and as you look back over those situations, would you say that maybe pride, ego, and shame had gotten into the way of you really embracing those warning signs?
Of course.
Good.
Of course, not my marriage. We've done marriage counseling. I've married my cousins. I've helped reconcile some marriages. I've seen people cheat on each other and beat each other, and God used us to bring them back together. And my question was, you don't believe the word that you preach. I'm believing it. But you're trying to find every excuse just to give it up, and it's been in my eyes I've done you nothing but right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've done you nothing but good, and you favor, just like Scripture says. So
I want to point out though that as believers, there are times when we tend to be blind, and we have to understand that when a season is over, it's over. And,
it's over.
I'm not saying that to beat up on you, because maybe if he did not walk out the door the life that you are now living, the world famous La Vida
mm-hmm.
that you have become,
mm-hmm.
maybe would have been suppressed. So let's leave that.
No.
That is water under the bridge.
Let us
now walk into the world famous La Vida Mercy. Tell me about the new woman who has evolved.
Wow, the new woman has evolved is finding out really who God is, as far as being on my own and beginning my business and really pushing Basha Shine, which means daughter of promise. We are I'm a manufacturer
mm-hmm.
of and distributor of beauty products, which feature scented shea butters and bath salts and soaps and scrubs and liquid black soap. And God just really equipped me
Let's talk about how that happened. And I'm cutting you off because I want to get into more summary of things. Let's talk
mm-hmm.
about how that company and product came about, because there are a lot of people sitting on their couches and things are going on and they don't want to rise to the occasion. But you have risen.
Right.
And you are taking a lot of other women with you. But let's talk about that first inkling that you got about doing that.
Well, the first inkling that I got, of course, I, at the time I had 4 sons, and I still do, but I'm just saying we were needing extra money, and it was just something that I wanted to do. As far as I start off selling jewelry, and name my jewelry company was Glorified Body, but it was, you know, you have to take a message to the kingdom, and you have to speak in a language that the world understands. And so in speaking in a language that the world understands, I had the notion of going and getting a name that fitted the company. And on one occasion, I switched from being a jury.
Okay. Because before you got before you get into naming the company, I want you to tell us what happened before you even think about naming a company.
Yeah, so I was selling jewelry, and a women's shelter asked me to provide jewelry for an event. And during that, I didn't have enough jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in the kitchen, and I remember my cousin, she was going through beauty school, and
mm-hmm.
she was like, whatever, you know, she was just talking about school and everything. And so I said, God, when I went in the kitchen, I said, God, what are we going to do? Because I got to get this to these women. What are we going to do? And he gave me those 3 ingredients, and that birthed, you know, having a beauty and body care line. It was salt, scent, and oil. And I mixed them together. And I put them in a bag, and I think it was 20 of them. And about, about the next day, I didn't even have jars for these things. I put them in, like, sandwich bags. And the next day, I got my order, my first order for the products. And so I literally had to go find jars. I had to refine the recipe a little better. And every product that I've created, that God really, it was God. I didn't follow a recipe. I didn't go by even my cousins who were in beauty school. I didn't go by what they said. It's literally God breathed every ingredient.
Wow.
As far as I dream about it, I see it, I hear, you know, and he'll just piece it together. And it's like your mama when she in the kitchen cooks. She don't use a measuring cup. She doesn't use this. Well, now through the consistency process, I know how much is what, you know, as far as a business aspect.
Mm-hmm.
But literally, he taught me the Holy Spirit is the greatest teacher in how to make the product. So,
you know, I was reading a couple of years ago, I read about a story of an somebody who formulated an instrument that eye doctors use based on getting the same formula from a dream. A prophetic word was spoken over the person. And she went home and designed what she saw in the dream. And that was what make her a billionaire. So, you know, God's formula, nobody can't beat that. And there are lots of people that he's given formulas to, and we doubt him, and we don't go out there and start. So I want to commend you on your obedience in following through. And I want to say something to you, which I know you are fully aware of. But sometimes we as a people tend to keep everything we get inside, and we don't document it to create legacies for children. So I pray that you are documenting so that your sons can have a legacy to live after, because every other ethnicity does that beside us. So just a word. I don't know where that came from.
I receive it.
So now you went in the kitchen, you got some bags, you didn't have enough jewelry. Now you have body treatment to go. When the women tried it, what happened?
They loved it. They said that, you know, usually they're sensitive and can't bathe in certain things, and a lot of things can touch their skin, but they said it was soft. They loved it. They were crazy for it, and they bought it. And the one lady who bought it said, I don't care what you put it in, because I didn't have jars. This was totally out of left field for me. I didn't have jars. I didn't have anything. And so she said, I do not care what you put it in. I want it. And so I began to look online. I began to research for jars and really find out really what the ingredients did, you know, hindsight. But I can remember in the Bible about sea salt and how it refines the body, how it toughens the skin for babies, how the babies were rubbed down with salt to protect them from cuts and everything. And it was just amazing. And so my first product was soak.
Okay. I think, I don't know, someone in the chat room is saying their status is being ignored. I am manning the conversation, and I'm watching. So if you have something to say, you can call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. However, I'm scanning the chat room as I go along, and I have not seen a question from Bradley Mashabomia. I'm probably tearing that up. But if you type your question again, I'm not ignoring it really. But if you can call in, it would be a good thing. Anybody in the chat room who wants to call, the number is 646-915-8166. So if you want to call in and ask a question, or else I will keep watching the chat room. I do apologize. Now, let's talk about your sons and how they fit into all of this manufacturing thing. How old are your sons?
They're 11, 9, 7, and 5.
Oh, they're babies. But not too baby, not to help. What
no,
are they saying?
Their names are Kenyon, Christian, Micah, and Emmanuel.
All right. Are the products there? I am not sure what this person wants to find out. This person in the chat room is asking, are the products there? Maybe they want to know where they can get the products. So maybe you can answer that. If that's not what they want, they will ask the question over.
Okay. Well, you can get the products through BashaShine.net, which is BashaShine.net, BashaShine.net.
Okay.
And we can ship everywhere, so.
It's a BashaShine.net, not letting me. Okay, so if there's someone in the chat room that knows the website, please type it in for the others. It's BashaShine.net. And, okay, you see yourself in the scare. So let's go back. We're going to go in from the beginning back, and we're going to mix everything because we had lost some time. But as you look over the whole experience, would you change that experience for anything?
I will not. Not one day I've lived would I say I wish I had never done that, because we all know that experience, having the word of God without experience and the power of it, is folly, it's foolishness, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that I went through everything that I went through. How the devil can literally try to tear your life apart.
Mm-hmm.
God is always there, just with some, I guess, super glue, just
That's
putting
right.
it together.
That's right.
So at the same time as he's tearing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just life lessons in there to be learned. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just really excited about the future.
Mm-hmm.
I used to filter everything through rejection and abandonment. The word of God today at church was so awesome because it was, you can't filter your life through that, you know, and it was just a reminder that
mm-hmm.
I have to literally remember that God is my provider, God is
mm-hmm.
my source.
Mm-hmm.
Every day it's not like I'm a superhero, a spiritual superhero, and that's how I used to feel it. Especially being in ministry full-time and being around all these great men and women of God, and, oh, it's full of faith, it's full of everything. And literally, the word of God is practical. You have to, it's days that you cry, it's days that you, it's hard, but you have to know just the seed of the word that's in you, those tears, water. And so...
You know what gets into the way of people
mm-hmm.
putting so much pressure on themselves on everything?
Mm-hmm.
It's religion. Because when you understand about your spiritual connection with your Father,
mm-hmm.
you know that each of us is called to run our own individual race. And
Save
it doesn't matter how powerful other people are in running their race. We only need to be consistent with the
That's
race
right.
that we are called to run. So
That's right.
If we stay focused and stay in our lane, we won't be tripping. But what happened? We come out our lane, we go in the other person lane, then we
mm-hmm.
open the other person lane, and then by the time 4 hours, we are exhausted.
You said it all.
You know,
you just said it all.
Yeah, we're trying to do everybody's stuff. You
and
know?
Be like everybody else. And the thing, and he uses our personality, and that's what used to get so many people just about me and how I could call myself world famous and I could do this, because I didn't call myself that. But the fact of the matter is, God uses your personality. He uses even your gifts. He uses your talents. He uses everything. And it's not like we go up in church and we get dumb, or we start believing in him and we stop running, you know, in the world, and we're supposed to rule it. So you have to know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Doc.
Yes, because you know something. If you don't know who you are
uh-huh.
in God, he ain't going to use you. So if
That's
you
right.
don't know you are world famous, and he give you this amazing formula to treat
mm-hmm.
all them ashy skin all over the world, if you don't know that you are the world famous, why
yeah.
should we buy the product?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You're not waiting for my approval and the rest of people's approval, because Daddy already gave you his approval.
Ooh, thank you, Lord.
He gave it to you, so you don't owe nobody any apology. You walk in your greatness. You know, I was speaking to a colleague of mine in the UK a couple of years ago, and I'm all about adding value. And I was talking to the brother about what I could do for him with what he was doing. And we were brainstorming, and he said to me, well, he said, it's not difficult where you are concerned. I said, what do you mean? He said, honey, you know you are the queen of the empowered soul. So that's not difficult to do. And I tell you something, and when that man told me that thing, for years, I've been going with the handle of Dynamic Daphne. But when he told me that, and I emailed a couple of friends just the statement, and they called back and said, wow, what is that? And I told them, and they said, how long you know this person? I said, I'd only met the person on social media. And they said, that person knows you to a T. The person who physically knows who I am thought that that was a good description of me. So I'm not going to back down, because if we don't stand proud and tall in who we are called to be,
God, thank you, Lord.
It is a shame to our Father. It's like it's a slap in the face.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Let me read what somebody says from the chat room. I shouldn't say this in this God, but God is of all universe and of all nucleus and all atoms. Yes, he is. Yes, he is, Aunt Bradley. You're absolutely right. And religious people tend to act as if God is selective. He is not selective so long as we apply his words his promises. He don't care about our gender, our color, the texture of our hair. He delivers. And we have not because we ask not. It's not because he is holding from us. It's because we refuse to take what is ours.
That's right.
That is why. We have 18 minutes remaining, and we definitely will need to have you back. I want to welcome guest 8326 to the show. And I am on with world famous LaVida Massey. And if you have any questions, feel free to call in 646-915-8166. Or I'm doing my best to watch the chat room. That's why I need my assistants back, because they can really run the chat room and keep it happy. I really don't multitask well, but I know the Lord is going to get me the right help.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
With 17 minutes remaining, what are some high points you would like to leave the listeners with? Those who are listening live and those who will join us on the archives. What would you want to leave us with?
Well, when God gives you an idea, the best thing that you could do is not to question that idea. The best thing to do is to run with it. And one thing...
Sister LaVida, I need to stop you. You can go back to that. Someone wants to know, what's your future plans for Bashaya?
My future plans for Basha Shine is to literally turn it into it being the next Avon, the next Mary Kay. And right now I'm actually having naturally independent sales representatives. And
how
so
many?
We started that leg. Naturally independent sales reps.
How many you have?
Right now I have... three.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Yes, and we just started that last week. We launched that program last week. And so we have three sales reps.
Okay, so just for that person, She's looking for that to become a global name brand like many of the other companies that are making female products already. Because she's unique in herself, so she don't have to be any of the names that she has called. But what she's working on for the future is for her products to be a household name all over the world.
That's right.
With that being said, please continue on to the high point. If I see any more questions, I will respectfully disturb you again. So what are the high points you would like to leave us with?
The other high point is that after going to a company, renaming it something that the world could really understand, I was awarded 2010 Best Logo for Bosch & Shine, and the logo was created by a firm here called Tactical Magic. And if you are familiar with print magazine, they're like a comprehensive Bible of marketing. So that award was awesome. And I was just sitting in my literally making up products and just really selling it to beauty salons and some barbershops and individual people, and really word of mouth. My parents didn't even know that I made products. They were just thinking I just go to work and whatever. And when they found out, they were just they just love them, and they're really one of my biggest customers.
Wonderful. I also learned through the grapevine that you really come from a line of entrepreneurs. It didn't just start with you.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, my granny just finished. My granny is beeping in now, but my grandmother on my mother's side, she had 10 children. My grandfather died early. I think the youngest child was maybe 13 when he died. And she was a beautician, a high school bus driver. She was a politician. She was a she owned her own business as far as keeping children. She was a maid. She was a she had a beauty shop in the back of her house. She plowed and was a farmer, 100 acres of land, and she just pick food and beans, and I can remember shucking corn and all that. Now, we're really close to Mississippi, so that's really true to the fact, shucking corn and purple hull peas and all that stuff, and she always has something going. My other grandmother on my father's side, she had boutiques. She makes jewelry. She's 88 years old. Both of these women are 88 years old, and they are just fireballs. My grandfather's the same thing.
And they're still making jewelry and all that stuff?
Yes, they are. They are. I have a great-grandmother that's 100 years old. And
the jewelry,
she said it's...
Let me ask you something.
Yes, ma'am.
The jewelry you're wearing was made by one of your grandmom?
The jewelry, I actually have it on my Facebook page. I have that on my Facebook page, the jewelry that she made.
Ah, beautiful. I have to go visit it. And I got to have Grandma on the show to talk about what she's doing, too, because there's a lot of people think that age is to get into the way of that.
No, I think if she's back in the city now, she travels, she drives, she does everything. My grandmother, my great-grandmother in Detroit is 100 years old. She lives by herself. She has a three-story house and climbs three-story stairs every day and drives to the store and everything. So just that fire, I believe, that's in them is amazing. My mother made dolls and sold things. She's really a creative force, and I believe that's where I get most of my creativity from as far as generationally, because she is amazing. She is amazing.
Yeah. I want for you to give your information out, how people can get in touch with you, please.
Of course. You can get in touch with me, of course, by Facebook, which is LaVita World Famous Massey. That's M-A-S-S-E-Y, LaVita World Famous Massey. Also, I'm on Twitter, Basha Shines, B-A-S-H-A-S-H-I-N-E, or you can connect with me through the website. That's www.BashaShine.net, B-A-S-H-A-S-H-I-N-E.net. Also, you can give me a call. My number is 901-238-5571. That's 901-238-5571. That's Memphis, Tennessee.
So what do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? Literally, I dance.
Really?
I dance for fun, yes.
That's all you do?
Oh, my goodness. I go for a walk. I travel. I'm an avid reader. What else do I do for fun?
I cook.
I entertain.
Can you stop since you don't know? I hear you shoot, too.
Ma'am?
I hear you have some rifle stuff going down.
Oh, yeah, I shoot, too.
See,
yes, I'm a member of Ladies of Armor. That is a woman, a businesswoman who packs. And my friend, and who is my publicist, and then she's my friend as well, really the backbone of me besides just being a business, just as me and a friend, period. Sharon Rooks, she is the president and founder of Ladies of Armor. And,
beautiful.
Of course, the Sharon Rooks Agency. And I wanted to be the Sergeant of Arms, but she wouldn't let me. I said, call me Big Bad Pistol Toe Mama, but she wouldn't let me be that. So I had to settle for Vice President.
And you forget that you do that. You forget you do that. But, you know, it's wonderful because we all need people who believe in us and is there to really kick us in the rear end.
She does, literally. I mean, everything is like at a time she just dragged me along. Like, we have an event that we do called Jumpstart Your Business Memphis that is literally an awesome networking tool for small businesses and home-based businesses. And a lot of people believe, like Basha Shine, we started off as a home-based business. There's nothing wrong with that, you know, because this home-based business has went international. So,
I hope,
Sharon Rooks is awesome. She is awesome.
I hope that you always will draw a large group of women so I can come out there to do a retreat, seeing that you're all in the business of dragging.
Yeah.
She seems like she drag you and you're doing good, so I hope she drags some others. So I can come out here to Memphis and do some good work.
She is. I mean, regional. She is. She's just phenomenal. I mean, I would not have made it through my divorce, through my
beautiful.
This step is going full time without her. You
beautiful.
Know, it was a lot of things where she was like, oh, my gosh, Vita, I heard from you. What's going on? But she allowed
beautiful.
Me to be. To be the sleeping giant for a minute,
yes.
And I do appreciate her.
Yes. That's amazing because a lot of times, you know, we wait until people die to give them the flowers and all the accolades.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I honor you for taking time on the radio to mention about the support that this amazing woman has been for you because we all need somebody all the time. All the time need somebody. Somebody that we can laugh with, somebody that we can cry with, somebody that we can be quiet with.
That's right.
Treasure the moment because you don't always have to be talking.
You said it all right there.
Yeah, there's a lot of time when there's more power in the silence than there is in the dialogue. And it takes powerful people to embrace that. Well, we have 6 minutes leaving. I apologize for us starting off late, but I did my best in really extracting, I think, enough for the listeners to just get a feel of who you are and the journey that you are on. I pray for your continued success. I can't wait to experience the products, and I can't wait to meet you in person, because I know you are one of God's phenomenal women.
Oh, amen. Thank you. Thank you.
And you can have a closing statement. What would you like that to be?
My closing statement would be, you become what you honor. And for so much of my life, and piggyback on God, restored my love for sisterhood and my love for the woman that he created me to be through some dynamic women, and like Sharon Rooks, and like, of course, now you, and so, and Dori McKnight, and so many other people who just befriended me and molded me and consoled me and chastised me through even the whole, I would just say, Kingdom University, Dr. Sydney Trim, all of them, Deborah Trim, Jewel Edwards, everybody.
Girl, you just hung with the best, huh?
Yeah, it's favor. I'm telling you, because I just thought I was a little poor little girl. I thought I was this little poor little girl from the South, and they really poured into me. Really,
there's nobody that
really
is poor in God's kingdom. I want to thank Bradley Mar Sobina, guest 8326, Sharon Rooks Agency, for hanging out with us this evening and for really keeping some energy going in the chat room. Anybody know anybody who want to volunteer to help us? We are looking for somebody to help us out, be a producer, work on the show, or do anything. We are on twice a week, guys. We are on Wednesday mornings between 10 and 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And we are on Sunday nights when we do episodes that deals with life stories, adversity, empowerment, enlightenment, transformation, whatever it is that you have surrounding your life. We want to have you share your stories here so that each of us can help each other. I want to thank my honored guest, Sister Lavita, world famous Massey, for spending such an amazing time with us here, and for really investing in who she wants us to become. I can't wait to have her back again. For those of you who are listening to the show for the first time, please visit my show page, leave a comment there, mark the show favorite, become a friend. Join me on Twitter at DynamicDaphne@twitter.com. On Facebook, Dynamic Daphne, we have the Vision Weekend Conference. We have the A New Day TV show. We have the A New Day radio show there as well. So would you connect with us and you join us again? I want to thank my honored guest for coming on, and I hope for those of you who have the time on Wednesday morning to join me, remember, you were called for a destiny, and do not allow anyone or any situation or circumstances to get in the way of that. This is your host, Dynamic Daphne, telling you that you do not have to settle for mediocrity, because you have the ability for greatness. I love you and stay blessed.
Grab it in your spirit and say this.